oatmeal because Dee Dee do not like oatmeal. Never did. As a child, she never liked oatmeal. Get some oil. We're going to get a nice slice of okra. Because these foods help you too. You got to have it all. You can't have too much ice cream. That's what's wrong with us. You get too much ice cream, you get too fat. The same thing in the spirit. You get too much sweet, you get fat, and it's like the same thing. Amen. And you forget, praise God, just what is the basics. Praise that. See, the basis of your diet is not ice cream. Hello. You got to have dairy products and all this good stuff with the vitamins and stuff in it. See, if you miss that, then you're not healthy. And I'm afraid the church is not as healthy as it should be. Amen. I say the church is not as healthy as it should be. I want us to love God with all our hearts. Say, all my heart, all my soul, and all my strength. That's what he said. And he deserved to have love like that. I tell you, I've been counting. I said, when the Lord told me this morning, he said, find a hiding place. Now I know I'm hid in him, but he said, tell him to run and find a hiding place. And he began to take me back into the Old Testament. It took me back to Genesis. And so, Father, I just want to thank you. I'm asking you. I know I can't do nothing in myself. I know it has to be you. Your people need to be blessed. They need to be stirred. We all need stirring. Every one of us need a stir. We need a new thing. Well, yeah, we need you. We can't get happy enough. I'm telling you, we need something new in God. Praise. I said, we need something new in God. We need a refreshing. We can see, you know, he refreshes, but the church need a refreshing. The church need a refreshing of the Holy Spirit. And so that comes through loving God. Praise the Lord and seeing where you are in the Lord. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would bless this word today. Don't let us be in too big a hurry. Sometimes we get in too big a hurry. Praise the Lord. But let's just settle down and get the word in us. And we just praise God. Good to see Sister Cole. Y'all gonna see why I'm saying this. Because the Lord told me to let you love me first. The Lord told me today, said, you gotta love me with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. He said, can't nothing come between me. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. But the love of God is the person. God is jealous. Hello. You ever been around a jealous person? God jealous. Isn't that what the Bible say? And we should have no other God but him. He got to be first, children of God. Think about everything. Like the brother said, get up and count your kind of stuff. Count up a lot of things. There's a lot of things we have to count up. Hello. A lot of things we have to count up. But God mean what he's saying. God is coming back again. Let's turn to Psalms. I want to start at the 32nd Psalm. This is one of my favorite Psalms. I learned it by memory one day, and I doubt if I can do it all. Ain't going to try. But I know anybody quoted, I know what it is because I learned it. 32. And I want to go to the 7th verse. Hallelujah. We have to hide in Christ. We know he is our hiding place. Amen. Yes. Storms come. Wherever you are, like Sister said this morning, you got to have a hiding place. You can't be out there because the Bible say the devil stands with an arrow to shoot every day. He not just calls you who you, If you kept God keeping you, I'm going to show you something in Genesis that you probably never thought about. But I want to read, thou art my hiding place, number 7. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Now, this is the truth right here, ain't it? Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. He said, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. But look at here. Be not as the horse or as the mule. You know what? Anybody know about horses and mules? Which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and brittle, lest they come nigh to you. Otherwise, you know, you got to guide them. You got to make them go. You say gee or ha, whatever y'all say. You got to pull back, pull up, and relax and let the reins go. Praise God. And God don't want us to be like that. You don't want to have to put a rein in our mouth and a bits in us and tell us, all right, gee, go to the right, go to the right. He wants us to walk in the light that he gave us. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. David said, I love David's songs. We don't go now to Somebody find Colossians 3. I don't know if I can find Colossians again. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. But the Lord is telling me that we must hide in him. Yes. Now, in the scripture, there were mountains. You know, Jesus went into a mountain to pray and this kind of thing. And it's 16 places where people had mountains and mentioned that in the scriptures. And Nahum read down to Revelation. And Hosea mentioned about hiding in mountains. And Jesus went up into a mountain to pray. Amen. It's something about a mountain. I don't know. My pastor said he went up in the mountain to pray 17 days. He came back with a wonderful gift. But, you know, mountain is kind of spooky. Me talking now. I don't know. I never been up in a mountain, so I really don't know. Praise the Lord. But it's a high place, higher, I guess, a higher you can get to God, I guess. Praise the Lord. So we want to go over it. I'm going to tell you something in Genesis. Hallelujah, what the Lord wants us to know here. Now, you remember when God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt? Yes. Let me see y'all remember that. Ready? Everybody that came out of Egypt was not saved. Everybody that came across the Red Sea was not holy. Everybody who came, but the Lord told me this morning, it was so beautiful. He said, but because they were my people, and I promised Abraham, I promised them, I did it for my sake, that I will let the people know I'm God. And that's why Moses had to remind him, say, Lord, you can't kill up these people. Now, listen, all them people weren't doing right. There was millions of people. But they came through the Red Sea. Watch it now. Everybody sitting in church don't belong to God. I said, everybody don't belong to God. And don't think that every time you get blessed, you belong to God, because that ain't necessarily so. God do things because he loves. People ain't going to like me now. But God do things because he loves. And in his sovereign will, he'll do things. You tell people coming to church, ain't never heard nothing about God. Ain't never heard nothing about healing and nothing else. And you preach a word and they say, and they'll get healed. He do it because he's God. Watch yourself. We got to find a hiding place. And that hiding place got to be in God. It can't be something we thought of. And well, God don't care. Look at that one on the TV. They do. I've heard this. Look, you know the women on TV, they do such and such a thing. And God seemed to bless them. Watch out, honey. I say watch out. Because the Bible say, they'll stand before me and say, I did many wonderful works in your name. And he say, I didn't never know you. Now, you don't want God to say, I don't know you. We want to obey the Lord because you got the word of God. Get in there and find out what he said and do what he said. Praise the Lord. I remember reading about the Jewish people when they was, I think it's in Judah somewhere they were. And Jesus had told them in Matthew 24, when you see all these things come around Jerusalem, get up and go. Flee to the mountains. Well, what happened is in AD 70, I think it was, or sometime in there. Thank you, brother, back there. Praise the Lord. The Titus came against Jerusalem to destroy it. Well, those that believe what Jesus said, they got out of there. But those that thought, well, it must be a spiritual thing. And they stayed right there and got killed, slaughtered, everything. Then they got mad with the people who left. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. We're in a place now, we better go. I said, we better flee to Jesus so he can keep us from this devil Titus that's going to try to destroy the church. And that's what is happening. The devil trying to destroy the church. He trying to destroy everything you got. He don't want to see you blessed. He don't want to see you. And I'm going to hear another thing we got to do. We got, sister stood up there saying, what's the truth? Me and Ernie were talking about that. We got so much stuff. Ooh, Jesus. Three whites and five blues and 20 pair of this and 30 pair of that. We got to ask God for some grace. I'm telling you the truth now. Because stuff will mess you up. Stuff will mess you up. You hear what I'm saying? You be so trying to hold on to your stuff. I say you be so trying to hold on to your stuff. Tell the enemy just come in here and sweep you away and you try holding on to your stuff. I told God, I've always prayed that, Lord, please don't let me get tied up in stuff. And I got a lot of it. I'm like everybody else. I got a lot. You know, I'm trying to, I'd give away bags and then I get bags more. Woo! So I'm trying to trade in. I give one thing away and try to trade something else. That don't work. Daddy was up. He said, good Lord, I got to get rid of some of these shirts. I said, honey, have you made up your mind which one you going to get rid of? Because like when you go through, you say, oh, I need that. Oh, I'm over. And you ain't worn it in 3 years. Oh, I need that. Oh, you've been had it packed down for 2 years and you ain't even put it on. But that we are a nation that they have so much. But I just want you to know now, just because God blessed Israel, it didn't mean they were so good. Some of them should have probably got drowned in the sea. Because they brought Egypt, they brought their mess right with them. They went right over there. And that's what I said, well, now that's the reason. It was them folks that didn't coming over there wasn't believing them. They're the ones that giving Moses all that trouble. Finally figured that out. Because all them people weren't saved. I was amazed. I said, Lord, that no, they wasn't. All them people weren't saved. Hallelujah. And in the church, you get your mind off, folks. Like, so this is personal. I said, this is personal. And if sister so-and-so can get away with it, and God say don't do it, you better let it alone. Because you don't know how God is dealing with sister so-and-so. You better let it alone. You better do what you know is right. I say you better do what you know is right. I got to read some of this, Lord. Let's go to Psalms. Did I say? Well, just Genesis. God just went to Genesis. You know, I just went to Genesis because that's not in there. I just, you know, yeah. I summarized Genesis. Hallelujah. Who you got? Galatians 3, brother. Colossians, I'm sorry. Read it for me. Started. You can start at the first verse you want to, but I want the third verse really. Mm-hmm. 3.
For you are dead.
You are dead.
And your life is hid with Christ in God.
I got to find that. Go ahead.
When Christ, without life, shall appear, then shall he also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members.
Mortify. Now this is what we got to do. Then Lonnie said that. When Enoch got up, he had to use discipline. They had sin in them days. Sin ain't nothing new. I want to tell you that. There's nothing new under the earth. It may not have been out like it is now, but it's always been sin. So he said, mortify your members, which is upon the earth. Concupiscence. I'm trying to find it. This is terrible. I should have put a thing. Go ahead, Al. Yeah. Amen. The Lord said, put away what now? Read it again.
Put away fornication.
Fornication. We know what that is, don't we? See, people don't want to teach that no more. Hello? They don't want to mention fornication anymore. And either adultery. But it's wrong. It'll take you to hell. You have to be clean. You have to be clean. God may be blessing you. Even in your fornication. Even in your adultery. That don't mean nothing. He just God. He just God and he just good. I say he just good. And then people, they get, where's Colossians at? Is it behind what? Yeah, I'm just going through here. Okay. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I found it. I should, next time I'll put something in there. He said, now, inordinate affection. I wrote that down. What inordinate? Y'all know what inordinate? Lustful, very lustful. He said, evil concupiscence. I wrote all that down. Inordinate lust and uncleanness and covetousness. Uh-oh. Which is idolatry. You want a new car because your neighbor got one? ladies. You want a new car because your neighbor got one? You know how we do. And you went to her house and she got a pretty something, a do-to-that. So you want a do-to-that because she got one. Covetousness. In America, we are really laid out with that. What's amazing to you? I just love the word. The word is something else. I just love it. Yes. And that's right. You be surprised. Be careful that you don't be lusting. Why? Because God said don't do it. And why? Because he's telling us to hide now. He's telling us to get a place and get stable. He's telling us to be stable in him. He tells us not to be in and out, up and down, and no, get stable. Get, you know, don't take away what you believe. Hold on to what you believe. Ooh, God, hold on. Just because sister so and so get away with it, that don't mean it's right. I say that don't mean it's right. Amen. You know, you might can eat ice cream. She probably can't eat chochos or whatever. You know, it might hurt you. Some of the stuff, and the Bible said, whatever you do with it and don't believe it, it's sin. It's sin. So what could be, she can get away with you, mine can't. Maybe they can get away with doing some of the stuff they're doing, sister. You know, I made up my mind, I say, they can do whatever they want. I told one of them, I said, look, I'm going to hold to what I believe. Right. And just in case I didn't need it, that's right. I said, I'm going to hold on to what I believe, what I first believe. Amen. When the Lord was moving and people were sweet and kind and the atmosphere was different. I'm living on this earth. I've been here for a long time. And I know the atmosphere ain't like it used to be. Even the atmosphere mad at us. Even the water mad at us. Everything. Good Lord. I mean, the water. And God, he had to put the rainbow up. He said, well, I ain't going to do it no more. I ain't going to do that rain no more. Because it rains and rains and rains. And you wonder, did he forget? Water washes away things. He said, I got to put this rainbow up so I can remember that I'm not going to let it rain and destroy man anymore. But no more water, but the what? The fire next time. Now, fire do good job. It would, I mean, ooh, good, fire would clean up stuff. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. So put away these things. And he said something else. Go ahead. What else he said? And uncleanness. Okay, that's lustful things, which in idolatry. Woo. Covetousness. Oh, covetousness is in idolatry. And disobedience is as the sin of witchcraft. That's what it said in Samuel. So you know, you could be doing a lot of things that you're not aware. I told God, I said, you know what, Lord? This is Sister Davis now. I said, Lord, I know I'm getting older. I said, but I ain't getting healed, and I won't know why. I said, everybody done prayed for me. I done shook my hand. I done patted it. I done cast out every demon and devil. I done it all. I done fasted a couple times. I said, but I'm still, my hand is still. Now I want you to tell me why. Tell me if it's something. Tell me. Tell me why. Everybody quiet. Because I've been praying for my healing. I don't know about nobody else. Because, see, I need my hands. And my hands be, you know, get sometimes numb. And then that's not good. You know, it's not good because you're dropping stuff and carrying on. I say, Lord, now I don't care what nobody says. I'm me. You be you, I'm going to be me. I say, Lord, I want to know why my hands ain't healing. Well, it could be a pinched nerve. Why the pinched nerve ain't healing? It could be, why that ain't healing? You told me you the Lord my God that heals me from all my diseases. Now I want to know why I'm sick. Well, I don't know. Somebody said, I don't want to know. That may be the very thing that you guys displeased with. I remember when Dee Dee was a baby, well, she's about 2 years old, and I had sung in somewhere, and a lady called Sister Lee. People used to really hear from God. My pastor was Sister Lee. She's a prophetess. And she said, now, the lady didn't know me. She said, you tell that lady that was singing. She got a two-year-old kid. Now, she didn't know that. It was Dee Dee. Tell her that I saw her get in a terrible accident with her car. And the baby went through the windshield. People used to know about things. And I said, she said, Sister Davis, hear what she has to say, because this woman hears from God. So after I got unshucken, I got on my knees. I said, God. I said, Lord, what am I doing? What? He said, you're not doing anything. I don't know if I remember. He said, tell your husband to take your car and get it checked. And some under the car was getting ready to come loose. See, when we bought the property out here, I was out here almost every day. We lived down in Berkeley, and I'd be riding out. Daddy be working. I'm riding out here. And then the roads wasn't like they is now. They was rock roads. And I'll be riding. He said, tell your husband to go to the and get that the tie rods. They were just about gone. And here's the strange thing. I would be coming out, and the way the highway went this way and that way, I'd be coming down. I'd feel myself something coming toward me. That's all. I rebuked that. You know how you do. I rebuked that, you know. Here I am almost in a car accident. Hello? So I thought about that. I said, God, you told me then. Tell me now. You scared? Or maybe you think you should be. I just help so help think I don't think I should be. Especially my hands. I need my hands. I lay my hands on the sick. How am I lay my hands if I can't feel a hand? I need my hand. Maybe I wouldn't be so touchy about everything, but my hand, I need my hand. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience? In the which ye also walked in time past, and you lived in them. But now you also put off these. Watch it now. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Boy, we need to really watch what we say. I said, we really do. But he said something. He said it had to be disciplined. And here's something else I learned. Take it one day at a time. Don't try to live tomorrow for today. Get up in the morning, meet with God, and say, Lord, this is your day. Help me. Because you're going to have enough something that to ask the God to forgive you for. Don't try to live up there. Live right here. Today is the day. I say the day is the day of salvation. God, the day is the day. If you try to live that, you will never make it. Anger. Put that off. That's my nature. Don't be ridiculous. You got a new nature. You got a new nature. Ain't nothing on here we can't put off because we are new. Any man in Christ, he's a new creature. And if you got that in you, you have to work on it. Don't say, well, I'm just born with that. Get out. Get out. Wrath. And I think that's a little bit more than anger there. Now, these Christians he talking to. Christians that's blowing up and carrying on. Good grief almighty. Malice. You know what malice is. What is malice? I think it's evil intentions and stuff. What did you think? Ill will. Put that off. Uh-oh. Ill will. Oh, Lord, please. Oh, dear Lord. She shouldn't have said that to me. I didn't like the way she said it. And then you're at night dreaming about it. I'm a Christian, so I can't say nothing to it. You know, this church is a good church. We ain't got a lot of people. We all sisters and brothers in here. I don't like what she said. I need to go and say something to her, but I'm a Christian, and I love God, so I ain't going to say nothing. No, you ain't going to say it, but you're going around with that mess in your heart. Yeah. And every time you see her, it's some little twinge. If you got a little twinge, you better go and get that right. I say, if you walking around here with your sister and brother, and you got a little twinge in there, well, that thought you ain't said right, they said something, this one, oh. You better get that right. Just go say, just in case. You want to be saved, don't you? Say, just in case. Forgive me. Ain't nothing wrong with saying forgive me. It ain't nothing wrong with your parents saying forgive me to your children if you did something wrong. I learned that raising mine. But see, these things we overlook. But see, God, though, when he put something down, he ain't overlooking nothing. That's the only thing. He said, not one jot or one tittle shall pass from the law to all be fulfilled. Every dot, every tittle, every T. That's why we need Jesus. But don't frustrate the grace of God and say, well, you know, I got Jesus. He going to take me over. Ugh. I have a preacher. He said, you're going to be surprised who made it to heaven, and you're going to surprise you got there. Oh, sister, when we get this, oh, we think about heaven, don't we? Y'all young out there, well, it don't go across your mind like it do us. When I think about being with the Lord, and I think about being with the Lord, and I just think, I can't imagine. And sometimes I sit down and say, Lord, I can't imagine. I say, oh, my God, I can't imagine. But I know when I praise you, when I get in prayer, praise the Lord, I feel the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. So the atmosphere, like this morning, the atmosphere was so wonderful. And I say, oh, my God. I say, Lord, it's got to be greater. Praise the Lord. I just believe that heaven, praise the Lord, is God going to give us a taste of heaven. Don't you want a taste of heaven? Don't you want the presence of the Lord? You know what heaven is? His presence when it comes down. That's heaven. When you feel the Spirit of the Lord moving up on you in a service, that's heaven. That's a little just a breath of heaven. And I'm asking God for this church that we have a breath of heaven in here. And when people come in, they say they feel the Lord, but I want a breath of heaven in here. And I'm praying for a breath of heaven to fill this church. And then you won't have to worry about, listen, you get a breath of heaven to fill the church, the presence of the Lord. Ooh, Jesus. You ain't got to have nothing else. You'll walk out healed. You'll walk out delivered. You'll walk out with peace. Hallelujah. If you walk out this church and you feel the breath of heaven. Nobody got to lay hands on you. Not necessarily. It's the presence of the Lord. You pray every week. Pray in your prayers. And I say, Lord, let your presence be in our church. Decorate your walls, God, with glory and grace. Let your presence be here, Lord. And then live right. Because I'm going to tell you, God's presence is dropping. You ain't living right. You just won't get nothing, that's all. But all of us need something from God. We all. And some things in our spirit, it take God. I don't care what you say. It take God. But he will help us. Because if he's coming soon after a church without a spot or wrinkle, he got to take some of these spots and wrinkles and blemishes away by his spirit. Because we can't do it. We want to. Lord, I want to stop talking so much. But it takes discipline. Don't it, sister? It take discipline. Whatever your hang-up is, whatever, it take discipline. And asking God. Right now, I believe that we'll ask God, since he told us this morning. I believe it was for a reason, sister. So right now, if we are into something we've been trying to overcome, I believe he will help us to overcome it. It's like sister say, I don't know where it came from. And you won't know. He ain't going to walk up to say, here it is. When you look up, you know that you done overcome it. Because now you can go through it. Amen. It's nothing that he can't help you with. Nothing, but we got to trust him. We got to go to him with it and stop trying to say, well, you know, it because of the ain't no cause of nothing. You got it and you need to be gone. Stop making excuses. Don't make excuses for nothing. Well, you know, Lord, I want to do that. She made me and I just, oh, my little self came in there. But you need to kill your little self. That's what it said. It's just time for us to get a hiding place and hide in Christ. And the Bible said we are hid in Christ. Amen. But we got to overcome. And it's take discipline. It take, you know, and that's why I tell people, I say, look, don't get mad at people. We all different. If sister say something differently, I can't get, what am I going to get mad at? You do something that just, come on here. You ain't perfect. You know, you don't talk perfect. You don't think perfect. So why you mad at her? I don't get it. Don't you realize that we all trying to make it? You got to know that your sister trying to make it. And if she do something, that's not godly, then you got to make allowances for it. We ain't gonna never get along. In a home, I had a lot of kids. We had to make allowances, sister. Because Dee Dee wasn't like Gwen, and Gwen wasn't like Shirley, and Shirley wasn't like, and on down. They were all different. And so we have to make allowances. If somebody truly ain't trying to hurt you or something like that, come on now. Am I making sense? So the Lord is telling us today to find a hiding place. And he's in him we can hide. We can hide in him. The 32nd Psalm. Did we read that? Read it again. You are my hiding place. Whew, Psalms 32. Now I can find that. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, you are my hiding place. Listen to this now. You're going to preserve me from trouble. See, if you hide in Jesus, he's going to preserve you from trouble. That's what he said. But a lot of times we ain't hiding in him. We out there in ourselves trying to do stuff. And it's a hard thing when we try to do it. You're going to come pass me about with songs of deliverance. And that's a song because it got Sheila to me. It means sing it again or be quiet or something like that. That's a singing thing right there, Sheila. God wants us to overcome. And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And we love not our flesh, what did it say? Until the death. Amen. So we read all these wonderful books about what the saints did and how they overcame. We even read how they, what they went through. But because we're in America, we don't suffer some of these things. You know what I mean? We never resisted against blood. We never been hit and beaten and cut and whatever. We never seen our pastors, that, you know, buried in the sand and the water coming over here. We don't know about that. All we do is read it. But what we can do is to live the best of our understanding. When God gives you something to do and live, you do that. I say you do it. Here's something else I learned living. I pray that the Lord's righteousness will be in you, not because of your mama, not because of your daddy, but that it will be in you. Amen. That's right. That it won't just be something because, well, my mama said I had to do it. I did it because my mama said I did. It's no good. It's no good. So I pray that the holiness and the righteousness of God will overtake you. Hallelujah. just from the top of your head down to the soles of your feet. Somebody prayed for me this morning from the top of my head, they say, to the soles of my feet. And I took it for that, sister, that you would just wash me, Lord, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Let your holiness and your righteousness overtake me. I've learned a lot from my people, holiness people. I'm so glad I came up in holiness. There's some good people. There's some holy people. Holiness people is good folk. Yes, sir. My pastor, you sit on your seat when you heard him preach. Brother Barron come in there, and he said, I'm getting out this rain. I know what he's talking about. Amen. I must have been about 8. And I was sitting on that seat. I was, you know, the Holy Ghost would hit the, they didn't know about the Holy Ghost speaking and telling them. The messages reached my heart. Because they lived what they taught. Then when they stopped living what they taught, just like the holiness churches, just like the Pentecostal churches, just like the God in Christ, whatever you want to name, we've lost something. May we gain, and you gain by doing the word. You gain by not taking God for granted. I talked to a brother, though, and I'm going to let you go. I talked to a brother, if I called his name, you would know him. And we were just talking about different things about the church. He said, Sister Davis, he said, this pastor in our church got three wives living. I'm talking about a tongue-talking Holy Ghost-filled church. And he said, the man told him, say, well, God is a good God. You see what we have? We don't love, God got so good that he won't do nothing. And some of you parents the same way. Y'all so good that you won't get them kids when they need it. Some of them need a good whipping. I can't spend no more than that. I told somebody, I said, no, don't let me keep them. No. And my grandkids just love me. But they're going to mind me. And you're going to mind God. God is your father. And just because you fathers don't make your kids mad. You see where I'm coming from? He wants you to be obedient. Because obedience is part of his nature. He made you. He made me. He made everybody here. Hallelujah. And no, hallelujah, we're probably not perfect. We're perfect in Jesus Christ. And we still got humanity hanging on to us. But I'm telling you, we need to keep that dead man down. Stop getting up dying every day. I mean to the same thing. Don't get raised for the same thing. Let that thing stay dead. Come on now, stop resurrecting that same old stuff. Just helping somebody. All y'all may not hear, but we know where we're supposed to be. We know what's right and wrong. You may try to say, well, you know, come on here. God is exact and perfect in everything that he made. Well, none, he didn't have to go back and say, well, let me remake that. No, I had a little off. I better. He didn't have to pet over nothing he made. He didn't have to go back and redo nothing he did. He's perfect. And his laws are perfect. Amen. And as long as America was keeping God's laws, everybody wasn't saved. There was still some people that went to fishing on Sunday. Back yonder. But we were so into what God said. We had songs about, oh, so-and-so went fishing on Sunday. And then some came after this man. He's on the first step. And I don't know how to, you remember that? John is on the second step. You know, some scaring the man because he went fishing. Amen. People were sneaking do stuff. Say, but they didn't come out and say, you don't tell me what to do. I do what I want to do. I don't care what it is. You don't tell me. That's the attitude we got, you see. Because Israel, never was all of Israel saved. Come on, read your Bible. It was some hard-headed folks. It says in there. They was hard-headed and stiff-necked. And we don't want to be hard-headed and stiff-necked. We want our necks to be where he can, we don't have to put this in, all right, how? Am I doing it right? I know one of them is to the right and one is to the left. Let's stand. I deliver my soul. I hope we got. Go back again. Let's go back again. Let's look at the word again. Stop looking at all this. It's fair to read. Oh, he'll bless you far above what you can ask to think. Yes, he will. He ain't going to stop blessing you. He ain't going to stop healing you. He's not going to stop being your father. But he wants you to be his daughter enough to obey him. Amen. I think we just ran over grace. Most of the church had just run over grace. Well, the Lord loves us. And I know what they say. Here's another thing. I'm going to tell you something now. Once a man or woman of God sought the Lord to tell you something, I would go back and see what it's about. Because you can say, well, God got to convict me. He is convicting you. When a woman, a man, a God, someone that stood up in this pulpit and sought the Lord. Now, if they don't seek the Lord, you can do what you want to do. But people that seek the Lord are going to tell you the truth. Because they love you. If you're doing this or that, if you're close to this or that, go back and look it over. Don't say, well, he ain't going to tell me what to do. It's too much. It's too late for that kind of stuff. It's time for us to go on. That stuff is baby stuff. What you wear, what you do, that's baby stuff. We got to go on and heal the sick, cast out devils, and raise the dead. But we just stay in the same spot. Because the pastor got to keep on, you know. I said, Lord, you can't keep on doing that. You know, we got to grow up. We got to grow up. You want to grow up. And you ain't gonna get offended at somebody, you know, even if they tell you wrong. You know they trying to help you with your soul. Sometimes people don't know how to say things. But don't take it that they trying to, you know, offend you every time people say something to you. Why they pick you to offend? You ain't that cute. If you want to go on with the Lord, come on up here and we're going to all pray together. If you want to go on. Tired of where we are. Yeah, want to be Jesus. Tired of seeing people that we could pray for and don't know how.